Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Carbon School District Superintendent Lance Hatch. And Mr. Hatch, first off, it's been a while since we've had you in the studio, but I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come back. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. It's good to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about your first year here in the district. Boy, it seems just like yesterday we were putting together an introductory interview for the entire county. And now, boy, we're past Christmas break. We're in 2018. How have things gone for you so far?
It's been amazing. I've really enjoyed the work. It's great work. It's work that I love to do. And as an added bonus, I get to do it with people who are incredible. We have amazing people who work in Carbon School District, from the school board on to teachers, bus drivers, and maintenance workers, and lunch service providers. Just the whole team. They're just fantastic people all the way around. So,
what are some of the highlights so far of the 2017-2018 school year, at least from your first year as a superintendent?
Well, one of the highlights that we're excited about is the progress that Carbon School District has made over the last 5 years. We've seen in the school grades, for example, a great improvement. Last year's improvement was far above the state average, and we're just seeing consistent improvement in our student achievement every year. It's not where we want it to be, but it is consistently better each year, and at this point we are performing at a higher level than the state average, which is you want to be there. You want to be above average, right?
Sure.
So that's a good place to be, but we have a lot of work still to do. We have focused a lot on collaboration, teachers working together to help kids. How do we do that? How is it supposed to look? What are the teachers supposed to be doing in those settings that will have the most impact on student learning? So we've done a lot of training and a lot of support in that area, and it's been received so well. And the teachers are amazing. They're working in their collaboration groups effectively, and we're seeing some great things there. So those are some of the highlights, along with the schools developing really powerful improvement plans. We're excited about what we've been able to put together with the schools and their improvement plans. They've got great goals, goals that are specific, they're measurable, and we're excited to see how well we achieve those goals by the end of the year this year.
You have quite the resume pertaining to elementary education. I mean, that's your background, elementary education.
Right.
How difficult has it been to look beyond elementary, or has that been difficult at all?
Well, I haven't really found it to be too difficult. I have spent quite a bit of time at the district administration level, which had me working with a lot of secondary schools, but really, you know, the thing that I've learned as I've worked with secondary teachers and principals is that good practice, good teaching is good teaching, and good practice is good practice, and it doesn't matter whether it's at the elementary level or the secondary level. Some principles are so true and so right that they apply everywhere, and that's what we try and focus on. I've also really enjoyed working with the high school and the middle schools on the vision for the future, and we've talked a lot about pathways and how we could structure our organization so that when students enter the high school, they have a pathway that's already lined out. So if they would like to earn a CNA, a Certified Nurse Assistant Certificate, that we are able to construct the classes that they need from freshman on so that that target is hit. What if they want to be a welder? So those pathways are going to be key, and we're building those. We're working on them. We hope to have several ready to go at the start of next school year. But it's a lot of work to try and figure out exactly which classes and to try to get the personnel and to work cooperatively with USU Eastern to make sure that the classes are available for them to get those certificates. But we're excited about the possibilities and where we're going with that.
Yeah, we have talked a lot about the career pathways over the last, it seems like year or so. And I could be wrong here. I mean, I graduated high school a while back, but it just doesn't seem like that was an option, you know, 10, 11, 12 years ago. So it's kind of evolved. I mean, the public education system continues to evolve.
Right. It really has. And I think it's a result of the reality of the workforce. You know, we are learning that for every one position job out there in Utah that requires a higher level degree, like a master's or a doctorate degree, there are two that require any degree at all. And for every two of those, we have seven positions in the state of Utah that only require a certificate. So we have had a mindset of you must get a college degree, any college degree,
yeah,
anything, get a college degree. And we're changing our mindset because the reality of the world is such that that's not the case. Actually, 7 out of 10 jobs are, they're not requiring that college degree, but they are requiring post-secondary education. So they're still requiring that that the students go beyond a high school diploma. We're just saying that we could accomplish some of those certificates before they even graduate from high school. So they're employable from day one. And that's exciting. That's one of the things we're trying to work on. But
again, we're being joined right now by Carbon County Superintendent Lance Hatch as he talks about his first half a year, is what we could say, with the district. Let's move on. Let's talk about athletics here for a moment. Former Superintendent Steve Carlson always wanted to talk athletics when he would come in. He was a big athletics guy. How much involvement does a superintendent actually have with athletics here in the district?
I tend to think that I have a lot of involvement from the stands. I cheer them on and I clap and I'm excited. I love to watch. I love to participate in that environment. I grew up playing sports and I love athletics. My kids are involved in sports and so it's a big part of my life. But as far as having much influence on what happens out there on the court, it's pretty much zero. But I sure love to cheer them on. And I love to encourage our coaches and administrators to have a focus on the child, the focus on what is athletics and what is it supposed to do for our kids? Is it supposed to prepare our kids for the NBA? I don't think so. I don't think that's the point. That's not the purpose.
Right.
There's a greater purpose. And so many of our coaches are so good at that. They're so good at building kids up and helping them. And that's what we want to foster more of. And continue to be the champions of lifting kids and teaching kids, and that's what it's for. So
I think it gets lost in translation from time to time. We're so focused on wins and losses that we forget they're student athletes. There's a reason why student comes before the athlete, because they're student athletes, and that's what
right.
makes it so special.
And that's why there's so many lessons learning happening on the court or on the field that you can't get somewhere else, maybe. You know, some of these kids, their way of learning leadership is going to be on that on that field or on that court, or their you know, their opportunity to learn how to work with someone else who maybe they don't like so well. That's a great life lesson, and it's not something that you get from a textbook. You get it from activities like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's move on and talk about the recruitment of teachers. I know this has been a big topic as of late. I mean, we've seen changes to what it takes to become a teacher in the state of Utah. I mean, with it really just being required now that you have a bachelor's degree. But you and I had a conversation off the cuff, and you had mentioned a big emphasis on recruiting teachers here locally. Now, we have a great education program at Utah State University Eastern, and I know we've talked to Vice Chancellor Greg Dart about that multiple times. We've talked to Chancellor Joe Peterson about that as well. But the recruitment of teachers, that's something that you put a big emphasis on.
Yeah, we have a task force that's being led by Robert Cox, and that task force, what we're doing is we've collected data on who our teachers are, where they came from, who's leaving, and why are they leaving. So we've collected all this information, and what it comes down to is we are successful at hiring and keeping teachers who have a connection to Carbon County. They grew up here. They already live here. So what we want to do is put a lot more emphasis on the people that we have here locally. For example, we have instructional aides that work in our buildings who would be amazing teachers, and with some financial help, maybe would be willing to go back to school and get that bachelor's degree so that they could teach. Or we have also, in cooperation with USU Eastern, Grand County, San Juan County, and Emory County, we're working together to begin building a high school program that would provide a pathway for teachers. So they would take some classes and have some experiences that would prepare them to be teachers in high school, get them excited about it, get them ready to go so that they can then enter into the USU Eastern program and finish up there. So,
good stuff. Good stuff all the way around. Have we missed anything that we wanted to touch on?
I don't think so. The only other thing that I would mention is that, you know, we're looking forward to a pretty bright future here in Carbon School District, and there's a lot to work on. One of those things that we want to really work on a lot is reading. We're going to hear a lot about that from our district to the public and to everyone. We have a large number of students who aren't reading at the level that they need to succeed at middle school, and then conversely, that trickles up to high school. So we are working feverishly on that, and we're excited to see what's going to happen. Right now, we're identifying the reading level of every elementary school student, and we're going to match them to the proper text level. And as we do that, we're going to see some really exciting things. So anyway, that's something that we're really looking forward to, and we're building on. So
I tell you, I'm all for talking about reading. Kind of breaks up the monotony of math. Seems like we've talked about math and Common Core heavily for the last couple of years, and not that that's not important, but it's kind of like a new direction, right? A new topic now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and it's really a matter of what's most important, what's foundational, and we find that students are struggling in math, or they're struggling in science, often not because they struggle with the concepts themselves, but they struggle with the reading involved in those subjects. And if we can solve that problem, we're going to see some of the problems that we see in the other subject areas disappear, just simply because the students can read and understand what they're reading.
Sure. Well, Superintendent Lance Hatch, again, a pleasure to get you in today and talk a little bit about what's happening within the district. Thank you again for taking some time out of your busy schedule, and hopefully we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. For more on this interview and other Castle Country Focus interviews, just visit CastleCountryRadio.com.